It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a Turbomax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.
Stand by. And go.
All right, it's post-game wrap time from San Francisco. That's where we are. The Giants have a long flight to take before they get back home after the end of a road trip today. And I'm going to just look on the real positive side and say that the Giants found a way to win three games this week on the road. They went 3-3. They found a way to win two games in Washington. And that's a victory considering the way this weekend went. Offensively, I think we all believe it's an aberration for the Giants offense. So you take your wins, you come back home and try to get it revved up again tomorrow night when you're playing the Diamondbacks. That's my positive attitude of the day. You buying it?
I don't think you're wrong.
No.
I don't think you're wrong. Going into the game, combined runs, 6 runs in 3 games from both teams, and you had 2 wins and 1 loss going into today. So you get a split. I think you'll take it. There's opportunities when you look ahead, and you don't want to look at where you're going and who you're playing. You don't want to look too far ahead, but, man, you kind of chalk up at least a series win. You're not expecting a sweep, a 4-game set. But when you go to that down to Texas, you figure you're going to take 2 of there, and then you're going to come and win these 4. So that's a tough one. But, again, it's a split. It's what you want to do on the road, at least, is go 500. So essentially nothing hurt when you come back here. And you hopefully get to beat up on the Diamondbacks, who have just not been able to figure it out. And when they do figure it out, they can't seem to hold the runners or the other team from A.
Yeah. You hate to see basically a whole team go into a slump at the same time like this. So although Yastrzemski, I think, showed some signs of maybe he's ready to break out. And Solano got a base hit on a slider today. I thought that was, if we're looking at the bright side.
Okay, that's a positive.
And they were able to keep the bullpen. Alvarez threw 2 pitches, and Scherfe, who hadn't even been in the bullpen until just now, ate up the rest of the time. So the Giants' bullpen has only had the 1 day where they, and really mostly game 2 yesterday, where they've worked it all for several days now, so the bullpen's in great shape. They might have to have a bullpen game, though, on Tuesday. I saw where Wood's going to start tomorrow, DeSclafani Wednesday, and Gausman on Thursday, and to be determined on Tuesday night, so maybe that's a bullpen game, or maybe somebody's going to be activated or brought up. And they should be getting Darren Ruff back. Now, he was swinging really well when he went on the injured list. He was one of their hottest hitters when Belt was hurting. And is he going to be able to come back from the injured list and pick up where he left off? That also remains to be seen.
Yeah, there's going to be quite a roster crunch when you think about who they're going to keep. Talkman's made great defensive plays, but the offense isn't quite there yet. Bosler, same kind of thing, like just not hitting the way they want. Dubon has not seen a whole lot of time. It'll be interesting what they decide to do with some of the pieces that will be coming back. Not only, there'll be some pieces on the pitching side, but defensively what you're going to do when some of these guys get back will be interesting. There'll be long conversations going on in the manager's office, I'm sure, with Farhan and with Scott Harris trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, and look, part of the story of the year has been the Giants, when they get injuries, using their depth, getting performances from players that maybe even they didn't expect they were going to get, reaching down deep into the depth of the organization. And maybe that's what was missing this weekend, where, okay, some of your top line guys are slumping a little bit or they're banged up. You don't have Longoria in there. You don't have Ruff. Duggar was swinging the bat well. Now he's gone quiet again. Talkman was coming up with some big hits. He's had a rough week or 2 weeks and on down the line. So get a little bit of that depth flexed again when you get back home, regroup offensively, and take on the Diamondbacks starting tomorrow. We'll talk more about that and pick some players of the game right after this. All right, post-game wrap part two, but just give me 1 second while we get you an update. Let's go places with the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. Just a couple quick scores. Rockies from the National League West are playing in Cincinnati. 6-2 Reds, bottom eight. Padres, what a rally for them in New York, trying to snap their losing streak. Fernando Tatis hit a grand slam in the seventh inning, so they now lead the Mets 7-2. Dodgers will play starting right about now. They're about ready to get going down at home against the Texas Rangers, so that game just getting revved up. Walker Buehler on the mound against the Rangers in that one, our Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. All right, let's pick players of the game. Javi, you want to lead us off today?
Sure. Thanks, because pickings are a little slim, so that's nice.
They are.
Well, for me, because I just enjoy relief pitching, I'm going to go with Jose Alvarez again. I just think, granted, the bats weren't coming alive, but when Johnny goes out, they decide to let him hit. He comes out, and then he walks the bases loaded, very uncharacteristic of Mr. Cueto. But then to have to come in and face Juan Soto, bases loaded in that spot, two pitches. I was kind of hoping that would get a little bit of momentum going into the Giants dugout. It just didn't feel that way watching it. But you were hoping it would when you got a big double play to get out of an inning that could have really gotten sideways. But again, you know, you go to the top of the seventh and the Giants just went 1-2-3-4, basically just a base hit by Flores. You're kind of hoping things were going to get going, but I thought Alvarez had a great road trip. I think he's been throwing the ball extremely well, and he's providing not only length, he's able to eat up some innings like he did earlier in game one of the doubleheader. But he can come in and get you a big out, that one-on-one battle, and he was able to do that today. So I like the way he's throwing the ball.
Can't be many tougher asks right now in the big leagues than bases loaded Juan Soto. I mean, not just because Soto's so dangerous, but because he doesn't chase. So you come in a bases loaded spot where you know you're going to have to throw a strike to him, and it's got to be a good strike. So I like that pick. That was really impressive.
Yeah, good one.
Yes.
Good pick.
Yes.
All right, I'll take the other Giants reliever, Jimmy Scherfee. Giving him a chance, he pitched two innings. John already mentioned how that can help set things up for tomorrow and beyond. The Giants have done a remarkable job of surviving this weekend with the doubleheader, with a bullpen game, a full bullpen game in the midst of a doubleheader, and they survived it with their bullpen fine. I mean, they come home with everybody just in totally good shape for this part of the season, so Scherfee gets some credit to that. I thought he threw the ball pretty well and has earned a chance to pitch again in the big leagues for the Giants. So he's going to stick around, and we'll see if he can start to climb the ladder down there. Jimmy Scherfee.
Yeah, good pick. 33 pitches, 22 strikes. Worked ahead in the count. I mean, that's what you need.
Good way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really
good
is.
Way to make an impression.
He's my
All
guy.
Right. There you go, Dave. By the way, I just saw on the Twitter from our old friend Hank Shulman, who's retired as the writer covering the baseball writer for the San Francisco Chronicle, covered the Giants for several decades, and he pointed out that at Fenway Park today, Joe Panik came up in the ninth inning at Fenway Park in a blowout, and had an at bat against Christian Arroyo.
How about
That's
that?
Kind of funny.
Probably never had anybody predict that matchup would ever take place. So and Arroyo got him out, by the way. I think the final there was 18-4. So could have been worse for the Giants than it was today. The Red Sox, that was a home game for the Red Sox that they lost 18-4 to the Blue Jays. The Red Sox, who have been leading the American League East. All right, now we're going to player of the game. That's me, I guess. And I'm going to take the easy way out and go with the obvious guy. I'm going with Joe Ross, Bay Area guy, who looked just like his brother out there, didn't he? I mean, his brother, Tyson Ross, I think most of his best games as a big leaguer must have been pitched against the Giants. Every time we saw him when he was a Padre, you would have sworn, well, there's nobody better than that guy. And here's Joe Ross. And it was the first time that Joe Ross has ever pitched eight shutout innings in his career. So, really, by definition, the best game that he has ever pitched. And why are we not surprised? I hope he doesn't have another kid brother who'd be coming along here in a couple of years. So, he's the third time he's ever pitched into the eighth inning. in his career, and the first time he's ever had eight shutout innings. So Joe Ross, the Bay Area product, is going to be my guy.
Bishop O'Dowd's own,
yeah,
Joe Ross.
A dragon.
Great performance by him. And we'll make him our player of the game, sponsored by Top Dot Solar. Sorry, Kyle Schwarber. Go solar and get $1,000. That's right. Get paid to go solar and get a 26% federal tax credit. Go to topdotsolar.com for details today. I mean, Joe Ross, he's 28 years old. He was drafted, what, back in, I think, 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10.
So he's been around a long time, but he's still developing. Good for him. He had a great day today.
He had the Tommy John surgery and whatnot. And he's had his first two starts of this year. No runs allowed in either one. And those had been his best starts. But just up and down, up and down. But today, man, I'm glad that the Giants are done with him, at least for now.
For a while, yeah. What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers? Well, now you take the flight, you regroup, you rest up, you try to get ready for tomorrow night. And look, it's obvious what needs to happen. The Giants offense has been, a huge part of the success of this year. And they need to get the bats going. They do. And it doesn't have to be everybody all at once, but a couple of those guys in the middle of the order just start taking their regular at-bats and things will be fine. I think the Giants are very confident right now with their pitching. I mean, the pitching is just, it's been great. Starting pitching, now the bullpen's pitching great. Even just a little bit of offense, and I think it's going to be a good week at home.
Yeah, familiar faces coming into the Diamondbacks. They know everybody they have. Even now that they're starting to run out of pitchers and bringing up different guys, they saw them all in spring training. So you like it coming home, get some home cooking. Fans will be in full swing, so that'll be exciting. Getting more and more fans getting in here, so they better show up at this point. Like it's it can't get any worse. That's kind of how you got to look at it. As bad as it went, you still split the road trip. I mean, as bad as it was, you still split a road trip. So it's not like they went down and got swept. They still split. Then you come home, get back to where a place you feel comfortable.
And, I mean, what we've seen with this offense all year long that we didn't see this weekend, the Giants had no walks in three of the four games in Washington, which was stunning. Because I couldn't remember the last time that had happened in one game. Then it happens three times in the same weekend in 3 days. So, anyway, the Giants, I suppose you start with just getting back to what got you here in the first place, which was those great at-bats. And you have to give some credit to the Washington pitchers. They went out and did it. They did a good job. So
guarantee you the Diamondbacks are studying what the Nationals did this weekend, trying to figure out, whoa, how did they do that? Because the Giants have been, not just runs, but hitting the ball harder, hitting more home runs, doing all that stuff that John's talking about. Didn't happen this weekend. So hopefully tomorrow. What's on Deck, sponsored by the Ford F-150 Lightning and your California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com to see deals on trucks and SUVs right now. And Javi, we won't see you for a little while. Good job this week.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Always good to have you. You can text us anytime if you've got a post-game wrap pick or whatever. Just send along a message.
Picking a pickle.
And I liked his style, Dave.
Yeah?
Because yesterday, between games of the doubleheader,
uh-huh,
instead of just sitting around here killing time, we took a walk down to the where the floating dry docks are, to what is it, the Mission Rock restaurant. Now that was one of the best meals for between games of a doubleheader in Major League history.
I really think it was.
Mission Rock. They nailed it. Thank you for that. That was good.
Yeah,
great recommendation.
Good way to kill a couple hours.
Oh yeah.
Wandering along the waterfront in San Francisco. And we got a full Sunday to fill from here on out. First, though, some highlights right after this.
It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a TurboMax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.